If you tell Red Cliff tribal members they're poor, they'll disagree and show you a vista overlooking Lake Superior's of Fossil Islands and miles of orchards and forests. In truth, Red Cliff suffers from high unemployment and low income, but Tribal Chair Ray DePerry says it's about to change. They've hired a contractor to build a multi-million dollar casino hotel marina complex.
I don't believe it's too risky. Given all the numbers and looking at given the reports, the naturalness of it and the pristine area, a multitude of people that come up here now, we believe that we'll be able to capitalize on that tourism season.
DePerry believes they can draw people from Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan and become as busy and prosperous as neighboring Bayfield. The 65-room hotel would feature a large restaurant and conference rooms. The marina would triple in size to 115 slips, and the casino would more than double in size and move out of the current converted bowling alley they've used for years. DePerry hopes Red Cliff will see an about-face from poverty.
We can provide some additional services to health care and to infrastructure and to elderly and youth needs, education, etc. We hope that that's going to happen once we get this kind of a project up and running.
Construction will begin next spring, opening in the spring of 2005. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.